ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 84 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द सेजस टीचिंग्स एट कुरुक्षेत्र वर्स नंबर 18। अथापि काले स्वजनाभिगुप्तये विभर्षि सत्त्वं खल निग्रहाय च सोलीलया वेदपथं सनातनम् वर्णाश्रमात्मपुरुषो परो भवान्। अथापि काले स्वजनाभिगुप्तये विभर्षि सत्त्वं खल निग्रहाय च सोलीलया वेदपथं सनातनम् वर्णाश्रमात्मपुरुषो परो भवान्। अथापि काले स्वजनाभिगुप्तये विभर्षि सत्त्वं खल निग्रहाय च सोलीलया वेदपथं सनातनम् वर्णाश्रमात्मपुरुषो परो भवान्। अथापि काले स्वजनाभिगुप्तये विवर्षि सत्त्वं खल निग्रहाय च सोलीलया वेदपथं सनातनम् वर्णाश्रमात्मपुरुषो परो भवान्। तथापि काले स्वजनाभिगुप्तये विवर्षि सत्त्वं खल निग्रहाय च सोलीलया वेदपथं सनातनम् वर्णाश्रमात्मपुरुषो परो भवान्। तथापि काले स्वजनाभिगुप्तये विवर्षि सत्त्वं खल निग्रहाय च सोलीलया वेदपथं सनातनम् माताजी। अथापि काले स्वजनाभिगुप्तये
ಕಲೀಲಯಾ ವೇದ ಪಥಂ ಸನಾತನಂ ವರ್ಣಾಶ್ರಮಾತ್ಮಪುರುಷೋ ಕರೋ ತಥಾಪಿ ಕಾಲೇ ಸ್ವಜನಾಭಿಗುಪ್ತೇ ವಿವರ್ಷಿ ಸತ್ತಂ ಖಲ ನಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ಚ ವೇದ ಪಥಂ ಸನಾತನಂ
what meaning athapi nandiles kale at the correct time sajana of your devotees abhiguptaye for the protection viharsi you assume sattvam the mode of goodness khala of the wicked nigrahaya for the punishment cha and swa your leelaya by the pastimes veda patham the path of the vedas sanatanam eternal varnashrama of the divine system of occupational and spiritual divisions of society Atma, the soul, Purusha, the personality of Godhead, Para, Supreme, Bhavan, your good self, translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Abhaycharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, nonetheless, at suitable times, you assume the pure mode of goodness to protect your devotees and punish the wicked. Thus, you, the soul of the Varnashrama social order, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, maintain the eternal path of the Vedas by enjoying your pleasure pastimes. Purport. This verse describes the Lord's enlightening people in general, Jana Sangraha, and His imitation of worldly behavior, because the Personality of Godhead remains always perfect. The body he manifests when he comes to this world is not touched by material goodness. Rather, it is a manifestation of the pure goodness known as Visuddha Sattva, the same spiritual substance that constitutes his original form. Omagyanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಗಣ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂ ಸ ನಮೋಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ seeking the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can glorify the Lord something, whatever limited intelligence I have. So in this verse it is specially highlighted that Lord's behavior, the ordinary behavior of Lord or the worldly behavior of Lord, whereas Lord is always in Shuddha Sattva, still he is behaving ordinarily. Many devotees before me, they have glorified the Lord and his behavior in different ways. So here I will try whatever I have learnt from them, I will try to repeat. So here the Lord assumes the pure mode of goodness or Shuddha Sattva in order to protect his devotees and punish the wicked. Then the Lord, who is the soul of the Varnashram social order, maintains or re-establishes the Vedic path, which is eternal, and he does it while enjoying his Leela, the pleasure pastimes. Number one, Lord showing by his examples that how one should be eager to take instruction from sadhus. Here the sadhus who are assembled in Kurukshetra to observe the eclipse, and Lord is showing respect. He is paying obeisances, glorifying him, giving him asanas, giving him water to wash their feet. All the worldly man who is supposed to follow these things, Lord is doing the same thing. The sadhus were bewildered, which like many devotees, yesterday Prabhuji was mentioning the bewilderment. The sadhus were bewildered. What is happening? What is going on? But then they understand, they came to know, they realized that Lord is showing this as an example so that other common men should follow. Although Lord is showing his ordinary behavior, exhibiting his ordinary behavior, but Lord is not ordinary. Lord, his body is Visuddha. Visuddha Sattva is made up of Visuddha Sattva, the pure goodness. In 4.3.23 of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned how to practice devotional service, one has to come to that level. It is said, Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Vasudeva, is revealed without any covering. That is called the Visuddha Sattva, which is beyond the material Sattva Guna, or mode of goodness which binds living entity. In Brahma Samhita it is also mentioned that in 5.32, Angan Yasya Sakalendriya Vritimanti. It means that every part of his transcendental, Lord's transcendental body can perform each and every function of the other parts. That is Lord. But here in Kurukshetra he is exhibiting the activities of a ordinary person, whereas he is not ordinary. But Mayavad is making God to be ordinary and ordinary person to be God, thinking Krishna's body as ordinary, which is actually not. Here in the purport it is mentioned that, in translation it is mentioned, the soul of the Varnashram social order. Thus, the Lord is the soul of the Varnashram social order. So what is the purpose of Varnashram? Why Lord created Varnashram? The purpose of Varnashram dharma is how, it is whatever it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, step by step, in 4.7, it starts from 4.7, but before that, the purpose is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, verse 13, that Ata Umbhir Dvijaya Shrestha Varnashrama Vivhagasah Sunushtitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritosanam. Human society, in purport it is written, human society all over the world is divided into four castes and four orders of life. The four castes are the intelligent caste, the material, the martial caste, the productive caste and the labor caste. These castes are classified in terms of one's work and qualification and not by birth. Then again, there are four orders of life, namely the student life, the householder life, the retired life and the devotional life. In the best interest of human society, there must be such divisions of life. Otherwise, no social institutions can grow in a healthy state. And in each and every one of the above-mentioned divisions of life, the aim must be to please the supreme authority or the supreme personality of Godhead. This institutional function of human society is known as the system of Varnashrama Dharma, which is quite natural for the civilized life. The Varnashrama institutions is constructed to enable one to realize the absolute truth. So the purpose is to realize the absolute truth. The Varnashrama system is made in such a way so that people can realize the absolute truth. Varnashrama means the art of living. The art of living in this world. Varnashrama system trains how to live in this world, whereas devotional service trains us or teaches us how to leave this world by being Krishna conscious. Since we are in Deha or having residing in a material body made of Pancha Mahabhuta, we need to serve this body. But by being so much engrossed in serving our material body, only 365 days in a year, we forgot to serve our soul. Or in one of the Srimad Bhagavatam Parapat, Prabhupada wrote, we forgot to serve the desire of the soul, that is Krishna. Whereas the main purpose of practicing devotional service is to serve the desire of the soul. In Bhagavad Gita 4.7, it states the mission of the Lord. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyurthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sajami aham. Whenever and wherever there is decline in the religious system, whenever and wherever there is decline in the religious system, number one, or descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of religion, second is, and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend. So this is the mission. Lord descends whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice and predominant rise of irreligion. Then second, in 4.8, it comes, like it states here, how the Lord will accomplish the mission. Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavam yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreant, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. What to achieve and how to achieve or accomplish? So to deliver the pious people and to annihilate the miscreants, Lord descends. And one, the most important part is to re-establish the principle of religion. That is the main aim why Lord descends. In 4.9, it states, the result of knowing Lord's mission. If we will know the Lord's mission, what will happen? Because everything of Lord is transcendental. So, it is, the verse is, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvatah tyaktva deham punar janma neti mam iti so Arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities doesn't, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal award, O Arjuna. So one who knows the janma and karma, which is Divyam. So he will never return to this material world. Lord is clarifying to Arjuna. In 4.10, it states, it gives three attitudes which forbids to come close to Lord Krishna. Bitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upasrita bahavo jnana tapasa putamad bhavam agatah. Being freed from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many persons in the past become purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attain transcendental love for me. So here Lord is telling what are the obstacles and how to become free. If someone will free, what will happen and what happened in the past, already been happening since past, it is going on. That also Lord mentions here. And thus they all attained transcendental love for me in the past. In 4.11 it states, Lord is simply reciprocal. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stateiva bhajamyaham mama vartamanu vartante manusya partha sarvasah. As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respect, O son of Pritha. As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So here Lord is giving freedom. The way you surrender, you will get the result. In Bhagavad Gita 4.12, it says, if Krishna is the ultimate reality, then why everybody don't approach him? Why people are going for demigods? Why people are going some different places or working for fruitive results? Why? Kaṃsanta karmaṇā siddhim yajanta iha devata kṣipraṁ hi manusaloke siddhir bhavati karmaja. Men in this world desire success in fruitive activities and therefore they worship the demigods. Quickly, of course, men get result from fruitive work in this world. Because they want quick results, so they go to demigod. In 4.13, it is said, is there any system to upgrade them? Krishna said, yes. What is that system? Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasah tasya kartaram apimam vidhi akartaram abhyayam. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam. This chaturvarna is created by me. Guna karma vibhagasah tasya kartaram apimam vidhi akartaram abhyayam. So according to the three modes of material nature and the work associated with them, the four divisions of human society are created by me. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable. Four divisions of human society created under three gunas: mode of goodness, the brahmana, the intelligent class of men; mode of passion, the kshatriyas, the administrative class; both mixed mode of passion and ignorance, which is vaishya, the mercantile class; mode of ignorance, sudra, the labor class. In Vedic system, we are trained to see God in others. There is underlying rules of accommodation to all despite of varied gunas and karma. Varnasram system is created by Lord to keep all the varnas and ashramas under some authority. Whether the person is worshipping demigod or the Supreme Person, if he is not worshipping Krishna, he will be under some authority. Because demigods, they are also under the jurisdiction of Krishna. In yoga ladder, also it is mentioned very nicely. Krishna is telling to Arjuna, just fix your mind. In 12.8 it is said, just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Just fix your mind upon me, engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always without a doubt. In 12.9 it is said, my dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principle of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. In 12.10 it is said, if you cannot practice the regulations of Bhakti Yoga, then just try to work for me, because by working for me, you will come to the perfect stage. In 12.11, he said, if however you are unable to work in this consciousness of me, then try to act giving up all results of your work and try to be self-situated. In 12.12, he says, if you cannot take to this practice, then engage yourself in the cultivation of knowledge. Better than knowledge, however, is meditation, and better than meditation is renunciation of the fruits of action. For by such renunciation, one can attain peace of mind. In summary, to reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest goal, there are two processes. One process is by gradual development and the other process is direct. Devotional service in Krishna consciousness is the direct method, and the other method involves renouncing the fruits of one's activity. Then one can come to the stage of knowledge, then to the stage of meditation, then to the stage of understanding the Super Soul, and then to the stage of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One may take either the step-by-step process or the direct path. So here, the freedom is given. Lord is giving options, one after another, He is giving options. Not that only surrender to this God, otherwise you will be going to the hell eternity, for eternity. This is the Abrahamic religion which states that. Both the Abrahamic religion, not telling the taking the name against it, someone is doing, if you are not following our path, then you will be killed, massacred. Like you are seeing that. There is a word, called genocide. It was not there before 1944. But after 1944 it came. Geno means to a tribe, Greek word, and Latin word side means killing. Killing to a tribe which is not following us. And this is going on in mass scale in the Middle East and in Europe also, spreading. The another religion, what he is doing, mass conversion. Just take him to our religion. Surrender to our religion, because other religions are nothing. Because they don't have the accommodation facility like the Varnasram system have. Varnasram system is accommodating everyone. It's accommodating the Sudras, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, the Brahmanas, everyone, nicely. Other two purposes of Varnasram Dharma is that, number one, to create right legacy, to get good Brahmanas, to get good Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Sudra. This Varnasram system, it's like giving a platform so that nice, good brahmanas, kshatriyas, and the economy of the society will come, and good children also, they will also come. And next is, it gives stability in sadhana bhakti. For pure devotee, varnashrama doesn't require, in one sense. Like Prahlad Maharaj, when he was in the womb and he learned devotional service, pure devotional service. But for sadhana bhaktas like us, we need a platform, we need a place, we need all such facilities to practice devotional service. And for that reason, varnashrama's system is a must. So varnashrama system is like organic lifestyle. Like during the mango season, we eat mangoes. Before that, before the season, we don't eat mangoes. If we will try to eat the mangoes, we will get the chemical mangoes. And after the season, also we will get chemical mangoes. Only during the season, we will get organic mangoes. So organically, we grow or we develop in varnashrama system only. Now the co-education system that doesn't fall under varnashram system, I read somewhere. Because of this co-education system, people are getting spoiled. In school, the students are becoming father and mother of the aborted child. It's happening because there is no varnashram system. The media, the television, this is also one of the hindrances for varnashram system. Actually, that is not, but what is been shown, that is creating hindrances to varnashram system, polluting the society. So varnashram system, in varnashram system there are four ashramas, the spiritual units, and four varnas, Ramana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, and four ashramas, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. The Brahmacharis, they are like training. Brahmacharis, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. All these three ashramas are dependent on Grihastha ashrama. So Grihastha ashram, although seems to be externally white, but they are internally saffron. Because they have to enjoy the life, they have given the sense gratification right by the Lord only. But within their heart, or from inside, they know we are going to be detached and get attached to Krishna one day. All the ashramas are going to detach from these so-called material activities and get attached to Krishna. This is the whole idea of varnashram system. It is made in such a way so that our economic development, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, everything will attain in this varnashram system. But in other countries, like in Western countries, America, devotees in America, I met one devotee. He was telling me, Prabhu, here in India, you have varnashram system, but there, we have lots of problem. Many times, like, relationships of parents are not there, not proper. So, broken families. So, very difficult to practice devotional service. That broken family, that creates an impact upon the consciousness of children. So, he always tells, we don't get that education during the childhood from the mother, from the father, from the चाचा वगैरह जो भी हैं फैमिली मेंबर्स व्हाट द वर्णाश्रम सिस्टम इज प्रोवाइड nowadays in Mumbai also like nuclear families they are promoting nuclear families because of space constraint or whatever it may be but that is not varnashram system varnashram system means everyone the parents grandparents everyone stays together everyone is getting benefited the parents grandparents are getting benefited by the care of their children and the parents the children are getting benefited by the knowledge of their grandparents so interdependence is so much there in varnashram system which is not there in modern family system or modern system which is spoiling the life nobody is happy practically that's why in our Gita course we have first session is search for happiness because people are really unhappy from the childhood they are what is this going on breaking relationships डिवर्स हो गया पिताजी का ये माता माँ का डिवर्स हो गया या पिता पिताजी छोड़ के चले गए लाइक दैट सो दे आर सीइंग ऑल दोज थिंग्स एंड दे आर डिस्टर्ब सर्चिंग वेर आई कैन गेट हैप्पीनेस सो फॉर देम आवर टेम्पल इज देयर फाइंड हैप्पीनेस इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस सो द मेन पार्ट ऑफ वर्णाश्रम सिस्टम is to surrender to Krishna. Samsiddhir Haritosanam. If we are not surrendering, then that is not Varnashram system. The main idea should be how I can surrender to Krishna while doing, performing my regular duties. That is what Varnashram system teaches us. In Varnashram system, nobody is a single controller even krishna doesn't control here I read that verse krishna give the jivas full freedom everyone accepts others even the administrative system of the varnashram system the executive is different the legislative is different and the judiciary is different One institution or one organization, so-called gathering, cannot play the role of executive, legislative, judiciary. When someone in execution of the law, if he has given to play the role of judiciary, then it will spoil, completely collapse. So that means whole control, total control will be in the hand of that executive. One body cannot be maintaining the whole society. There is a system. The parent, grandparents are there in a different level to give their valuable knowledge. The parents are there to train the children. Others are there, brothers are there to play with them. Different levels are there, different levels of education are there. You cannot be telling one body will decide everything. That is fully controlled. What is going on in corporate sector? Full control. One example I want to state here. Like 3 months before I went to my native place, Odisha, I saw, like I used to visit the river side of Mahanadi. So after 15 years, I was just roaming around. So I saw one small cabin means wooden cabin, shop. And one Muslim guy, the same Muslim guy I saw 15 years before, I think more than 15 years. 20 years before I saw him. The same place, like the cabin, the shop is not in a good condition. Few bottles with biscuits and chocolates and pan, of course. I went near him, asked him, कैसा चल रहा है आपका? मैं आपको बहुत साल पहले देखा था, शायद 15 या 18 साल पहले देखा, 15 साल पहले तो मैंने देखा था जब मैं इधर से छोड़ के गया। तो चल रहा है, इट्स गोइंग ऑन नाइसली। हाउ कम यू आर मेंटेनिंग, यू आर नॉट चेंजिंग योर बिजनेस और जॉब? नाउ इट इज एवरी वन इज आफ्टर चेंजिंग चेंजिंग चेंजिंग। आई डोंट नो द टाइम विल कम दे विल चेंज द पेरेंट्स ऑल्सो, एवरीथिंग दे आर चेंजिंग। प्रोजी मैं जॉब वो चेंज कर दिया मैंने अभी। क्यों भाई, क्या हो गया? ना वो थोड़ा नया, थोड़ा ज्यादा पैसे दे रहे हैं ना, तो चेंज कर दिया। एवरी वन इज चेंजिंग। दैट पर्सन इज देयर सिंस 49 ईयर्स, द सेम कैबिन ही इज देयर सिटिंग फॉर 49 ईयर्स। लव आई आस्क्ड हिम, व्हाट इंस्पायर्ड यू टू स्टे हियर? ही टोल्ड मी, मेरा भगवान के ऊपर भरोसा है। मुझे देख के बताया भगवान के ऊपर, एज ए वेरी नाइस फेलो। In knew my grandparents also, because they were also doing business there. So he told me, I surrender to the Lord. Bhagwan hi sab dekhta hai, to thoda bahut problem aata hai, but somehow theek ho jata hai fir baad mein. That dependence should be there. If in the varnashram system that dependence is not there, then there is no use at all. So we need to be dependent on Krishna while performing our duty. In one of the example, like in Bhagavad Gita it is said, it is mentioned that Arjuna do not want to fight, rather he want to take sannyas. But Krishna asked him not to take artificial lifestyle, not to take artificial lifestyle, because you are a kshatriya. Your job is, your duty is to fight. You cannot be taking some other's job. And asked him to practice his kshatriya dharma, which is his duty. And he told that forget about, be detached of consequences, just remember me and fight. Lord is telling here, is showing that how one should be attached to his dharma or ashrama, the duty of his dharma, varna and ashrama. If he is not attached to his varna, or duty of his varna and ashrama, then he is not following varnashram dharma. He should be attached to his varna duty or ashrama's duty, and detached, that one day, detached from whatever thing is coming while serving in the material platform, and attached to Krishna in higher sense. So here Krishna is not narrow-minded, or he is not exclusivist. In this system Krishna is showing, I am not exclusivist. If someone is ready to worship demigod, if in a family someone is worshipping demigod, no problem. Let him or her worship demigod. But we should note that those who are in Krishna consciousness, in one of the purport Prabhupada mentioned, those who are in Krishna consciousness, they should not go for demigod worship or say Ganapati Baba Moriya. No, you should worship yours. Allow them, not intervene, allow them. If he is inspired, he is coming to you and asking you, then tell him the reality, the fact, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he is inspired, he can come and he will practice devotional service. So that is the freedom Krishna has given us. And that is what ISKCON is practicing. Everywhere. There is no force. Whoever is interested, he can come. Whether he is from any other religion, not taking the name, any other religion, he can come to ISKCON. Come meet any devotee. If he is getting inspired, he can practice devotional service. that freedom is given. So in varnasrama system, cooperation or interdependence between the ashramas is a must. Otherwise, neither the higher ashramas, the vanaprastha or sannyasi ashram, is very difficult to exist. Because these are the grihastha ashram is the only ashram who provides or who supports all other three ashramas. So in practical solution, we can say varnashram system is the life of the society. Varnashram system, the system that gives the life to the society. Only the society where the varnashram system is observed can become peaceful. Neither raising the flags, the UNO building so many flags, you cannot make peace throughout the world. Or neither making different channels, so many channels, or seeing so observing so many channels, one will become peaceful. The only system, that varnashram system, when we observe that, when we take shelter of Krishna, ultimately we will be able to peaceful and able to practice devotional service, and the final destination able to go to this spiritual world if we are practicing properly. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If any mistake is there, please correct me. Hare Krishna. Kanatra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.